Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt head girls basketball coach Rod Moody, Humboldt senior girls basketball player Morgan Mann, Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm, and Humboldt senior boys basketball player Elliot Carlson. Humboldt Wildcats girls basketball wrapped up a 2-1 week with a win over Webster City on Friday. I sat down with Mooney post-game to discuss the win.
It's always tough to go back-to-back games. You know, you get beat up. Our kids are tough, though. They turn around, they get right back up. You know, we get knocked down a lot. You know, we shot a lot of free throws today on a lot of hard fouls, and our kids just kind of bounce back up, and that's what they do. I thought our kids did a nice job tonight. We set the tempo early, hit a couple of shots early, and kind of jumped on them quick, and then let them kind of creep back into it at the end of the first quarter, but steadied the ship and just kept playing defense tonight. That was our key all night, is win the game on the defensive side and let the offensive side take care of itself. Morgan does a lot of that by herself sometimes, you know. When she can get to the basket like that, there's no reason to do much else, you know.
Had to be refreshing to see the offense start to operate like that again after a tough night.
Absolutely, you know. Once you get the ball going through the basket, sometimes it makes it a little more easy for everybody else. But, yeah, you know, I think our kids share the ball super well. And so that's fun, and it's rewarding as a coach to watch that. Whether it's the first five or the next five, they're all sharing the ball, doing the things that we work on in practice, and trying to get better at them. So that's fun. And, you know, to have this group of seniors on a senior night is super special. You know, these kids started practicing with us as freshmen right away and have practiced with us for 4 years. So we know this group more than we know most other groups, just because of how closely we've been throughout the 4 years. And it means a lot to have them, all five of them, through our whole program. Couldn't be more proud as a basketball coach of the progress they've made through the years.
Adeline Goodell getting some more time. What are you seeing from her stepping into that varsity role?
Well, she's starting to get her legs underneath her in terms of a basketball player. She's a really good athlete and a smart kid, and she's learning how to be physical. You know, you go against Ava Newton every night in practice, you don't have a choice but to be physical. And I think the two of them working with and against each other in practice has really paid dividends for her.
Final thoughts here from tonight, getting this win.
It's always good to beat Webster City, and it's always good to get a North Central Conference win. Never expect either one of those. You know you have to go out and earn them, and we had to tonight. So, you know, like I said, it's just always good to get those.
And a 2-1 week, start the week with Fort Dodge, the loss against Bishop Garrigan, but then to bounce back here tonight, get that win against Webster City, has to be a pretty good feeling for the locker room.
Yeah, you just got to keep playing. You know, we have to keep playing every game. We've got a few more yet to go, and, you know, we're going to have to play right for things to go well for us. But, you know, I think our kids are up for it, and, you know, we're just ready to move on to the next week now and try to lock in.
Well, Coach, you're heading to Hampton Dumont Cal coming up on Tuesday of next week. Just thoughts going into that matchup.
Super close games for the last 2 years with them, really. So we've got to be able to play right. You know, I thought we turned the ball over too much against them last time, so we need to do a better job of that. Our kids are that's a spirited matchup. You know, our kids play hard against each other, and I think, you know, we've had the upper hand on them the last few years, but they got us last time, so, you know, I don't think we'll have to have a whole lot of motivation to go out and play hard against them. They're a good team, you know, and we've got to hold down their shooters and do a good job. If we let them get loose, they spell trouble.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight, and best of luck coming up Tuesday night in Hampton.
All right, thank you very much.
Humboldt senior girls basketball player Morgan Mann recorded her 1,500th career point Thursday in a loss to Bishop Garrigan, the first boys or girls player from Humboldt to reach the mark. I caught up with Mann on Thursday after her record-setting night.
It just means that all my hard work ever since a young age has really paid off.
What has it been like now, senior camping, getting a chance to battle again one more time with this team?
Oh, it's great. It's just, I mean, everyone wants to come out and play, and the fact that I've got to do that for 4 years is amazing, and with these girls for basically my entire high school career is just awesome.
Final month of the regular season here for your team as you ramp up that second week of February before postseason picks up. Has any of those thoughts started to creep in a little bit? How do you kind of keep that out of your mind and continue to compete?
Honestly, I just think of it as I still have another year left of this, even though I don't, but that just gets me in the mood, like, okay, every game is just like the next one, just keep going and going and going, and I mean, when that day does come, it's really going to hit hard, but I try not to think about that too much.
When you first started here, as you're a four-year player with this program at the varsity level, 1,500, did you have an inkling of, you know, the success that you'd have here at this? Did you envision it? But and to realize it, to sit at 1,500 career points, no small feat.
Yeah, no, I walked in here as a freshman hoping, praying just to get a varsity jersey, and then Mooney gave me the amazing opportunity to start, and I'm thankful every day that I got to play for the Humboldt Wildcats for 4 years.
Your senior season, you've hit milestones left and right, but have you had a chance to reflect a little bit at all this year?
Yeah, it's kind of just pedal to the metal. I don't look back at anything until the end of the year. I think it just keeps me locked in on the game as it is.
Finally, what's the goals of this team here in 2024-25 as you get ready for postseason mid-February?
Our goals are to try and make it to state, but I mean, we just got to keep putting in the work, which we do every day at practice, and just keep getting better and better. And one of these games, like, we're just going to come out on top and hopefully make it.
Well, Morgan, congratulations on reaching 1,500 career points, an incredible milestone here, and we look forward to seeing you back in action.
Thank you.
The Humboldt boys basketball team has won 8 consecutive games after their win Friday over Webster City. I caught up with Thurm post-game to discuss the win.
Yeah, it's a long week. You know, you put 3 games in there like that, and we're battling some injuries, we're battling some sickness, and guys showed a lot of guts. We were real happy with the way we came out tonight. The first half was outstanding, both offensively and defensively. I felt like we let up, maybe just got a little complacent in that second half, and it's tough to keep that foot down like that, but that's just something that we have to be able to do. We got a little lackadaisical with our defensive rotations and positioning, and we just got to be better with that. So, you know, we're not going to dwell on it too much, but it's definitely something that we'll address in practice on Monday and continue to go to work with it. But all in all, it was a great week.
And, Coach, first half, my goodness, what a turn of events there. Webster City having some trouble landing a shot there until 28 seconds to go there in the first half. What did you see from your team and the ability to just suck the life out of a Webster City team there in the second half?
Yeah, we did. We forced them in some difficult shots, took them deep into the shot clock several times with that. With our man defense, we were really efficient with that. Forced them into some tough shots and really did a nice job on the boards with that. Then with the second quarter, we went to our zone, which is just an emphasis for us just to get that in and get better at it, because we feel like we're going to need it down the stretch against some of the teams that we're matching up with. That was great in that first half. We had great rotations, and we even rebounded pretty well out of that. So first half, we just outstanding defensively.
And then, Coach, second half, Webster City being able to find their groove a little bit there in the third quarter. What did you see from your team there? So Webster City starting to make a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's that they're due to make a few shots, and they did that. But we were giving them too clean of looks. Got caught in the zone a little bit, being out of position with it, and they made the extra passes to get that open man with it. And part of it is just our lack of familiarity, where it's got to be something that it just becomes second nature to us, and we don't have to think out there. Right now, we're still thinking a little bit too much with it, and disappointed in our rebounding in the second half. It was, the shot went up and we were just turning and looking, and we got to have enough discipline in that zone, or we got to go find a body in our area and check up. We're not big enough, we don't jump well enough just to be able to go get the ball on that. We got to do the little things there, but that's something that we can work on and continue to drill, and we'll get better with it.
Individually, Mason Van Pelt with a total on the evening of 23 points. What did you see out of the seniors' effort here tonight?
Yeah, just complete confidence with it. He wasn't fazed by anything at all out there. He's getting it from all over the place, which was just great to see. I thought he showed great patience in the paint with it. He was getting the ball down there and wasn't rushing things. And you know, part of that is just the senior that he is, and just the confidence continues to grow and grow. He's hit a couple from deep, was able to get into the paint several times, and we're just real happy with the way he was attacking tonight. And he was definitely a leader for us.
Elliot Carlson gets honored for 1,000 career points. For him to be able to get 1,000 career, just speak to what you've seen out of Elliot Carlson, being the 7th guy to do it in Humboldt history.
Yeah, he couldn't go to a better guy. Elliot's
put in the time. You know, in this sport, if you want to be good, you need a basketball and a little space. And Elliot's taken every opportunity to maximize his potential. I couldn't count the number of shots that he's taken in the off season. He's on the AAU circuit every weekend, and he never stops. He's just a grinder with that, and you're seeing that. You know, we've seen it the last 2 years. We're seeing it again this year, and you know, it's great to see somebody who does things the right way, who works hard and gets rewarded for it, and that's Elliot Carlson. So great night. It was great to go out and honor him at halftime of the girls' game, and he continues to get it done. And I know even tonight, he has a bad bruise that he picked up on Tuesday night, but he just gutted it out there and does what Elliot does.
Final thoughts here from tonight, and then thoughts moving forward against Hampton-Dumont Cal.
This was a good week for us. It's tough. You get to this point in the season, and you're playing three games in a week, and I just felt like our kids really responded well. And, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. It's just one game at a time. We're definitely looking forward to couple days off here on Saturday and Sunday. We need the rest, and then we'll get back after it on Monday. Hampton Dumont, not necessarily the easiest place to play over there. They got some kids with tremendous potential. They got the biggest kid in the conference, and when he wants to, when he's on, he's a tough guy to stop with it. So we got to be at our best, and that'll be a good matchup for us too. We'll see a 1-3-1 zone. And then just for defensively, just us going up against a big like that and being able to try to stop him.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight, and best of luck coming up at Hampton-Dumont Cal on Tuesday.
Thank you, Matt.
Humboldt senior boys basketball player Elliot Carlson was honored at halftime of the girls' game Friday for his 1,000th career point, the 7th in Humboldt boys basketball history to do so. I sat down with Carlson Friday to discuss the achievement.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good, especially to get a win on senior night, and then hopefully we can do it again when we play them at Webster City.
So halftime of the girls' game, you're brought out. We talked about the trophy on the air during the halftime show, but the ovation you got here from the Humboldt crowd, first of all, what did it mean to you to hear the roar of that crowd there at halftime to honor you, the first 1,000-point scorer in a long time here in the program?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. There's a lot of people out here in the stands that showed up, so it was a pretty cool moment. Hopefully there's more people in the future that can come up and compete with that.
After tonight, with all the emotions and getting a win, what does 1,000 points mean to you in your career?
It's pretty special. Guess try not to focus on it too much, but just keep on playing and see what I end up with at the end of the season.
This program, another 10-win season, another win in the NCC, improving to 7-1 this year. Seems like it's continuing to gel. I mean, the way you guys have won 8 consecutive and have really played some great basketball here in January.
Yeah, it feels good. Team's really working together well. We're passing the ball, and everyone's working good and making shots, so it's good to get the ball rolling. We started off a little rough at the beginning of the season. Just had a couple wins that got away from us, but it's good to get back on track and hopefully keep it rolling.
And to see your teammate Mason Van Pelt have a big night, how big was that?
Yeah, that was sweet, especially on senior night. Told me his career high, so that's pretty cool for him.
Hey, career high for Mason Van Pelt. Congratulations to him as well, but Elliot, want to congratulate you here on senior night, getting honored 1,000 career points, and want to wish you best of luck rest of the season here for Humboldt.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.